we'll open with prayer. And our God and Father, we come to thee today in the name of the Lord Jesus, and we want to tell others about him. We want to tell people that they need a Saviour. They need the Lord Jesus. And we pray for all who come onto this call today, all who may be listening or will yet listen. We pray for salvation of their souls while there is time. And we thank thee for the Lord Jesus and that he finished the work that was necessary for sins to be forgiven and put away. He put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And we pray that as we consider the gospel message now, that thou would help us to make it plain for all to hear and believe and understand. We ask all these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, we're going to read this morning from John's Gospel, chapter 3. And I'll read the passage in English, and then Raquel will read it in Tagalog. It's John chapter 3, verses 1 to 7, and then we should go to verse 16. John 3, verse 1, then. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Now verse 16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, Raquel will read in Tagalog.
So, ating basahin sa Tagalog. Ang ating babasahin ay matatagpuan sa aklat ng Juan, chapter 3, verse 1 hanggang 7, at verse 16. Verse 1, May isang iginagalang na pinuno ng mga Hudyo. Siya ay si Nicodemo. Kabilang din siya sa grupo ng mga Pariseo. Isang gabi, pumunta siya kay Jesus at sinabi, Guro, nalalaman po namin kayo'y isang tagapagturong mula sa Diyos, sapagkat walang makagagawa ng mga himalang ito, na mga himalang ginagawa ninyo kung wala sa inyo ang Diyos. Sumagot si Jesus, Pakatandaan mo, malibang ipanganak na muli ang isang tao, hindi niya makikita ang paghahari ng Diyos. Paanong may panganganak pang muli ang isang taong matanda na? Makakapasok pa ba siya sa sinupupunan ng kanyang ina para muling isilang? Tanong ni Nicodemo. Sagot naman ni Jesus, Pakatandaan mo, malibang ang isang tao ay ipanganak sa pamamagitan ng tubig at ng espiritu, hindi ito makakapasok sa kaharian ng Diyos. Ang taong ipinanganak ayon sa laman ay laman, at ang ipinanganak ayon sa espiritu ay espiritu. Huwag kang magtaka sa sinabi ko sa iyo. Kayong lahat ay kailangang ipanganak na muli. Verse 16, Sapagkat gayon na lamang ang pag-ibig ng Diyos sa sangkatauhan, kaya't ibinigay niya ang kanyang kaisa-isang anak upang ang sinumang sumampalataya sa kanya ay hindi mapahamak, kundi magkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan.
Okay. Nicodemus was a very religious man. He was a Pharisee. In fact, as a ruler of the Jews, he would have held a high-ranking position in the religious sect of the Pharisees. He came to the Lord Jesus at night, maybe because he thought it to be a quieter time to talk with him.
Sinukudoy mo ay isang relihiyosong tao. Siya ay isang pariseyo na may mataas na katungkulan sa sektang kanyang kinabibilangan. Isang gabi, nagtungo siya sa Panginoong Hesus. Marahil naisip niya na ito ang tamang oras na makipag-usap sa kanya. Bilang isang pinuno ng Hudyo, dapat ay alam na alam niya ang lumang tipan ng Biblia.
As a ruler of the Jews, Nicodemus ought to have known the Old Testament of the Bible very well. But we discover from his conversation with the Lord Jesus that Nicodemus had not seen his own need to be saved, to be born again. Oh yes, he called the Lord Jesus Rabbi, which means teacher, and acknowledged that he came from God, saying that no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him.
Bilang isang pinuno ng Hudyo, dapat ay alam na alam ni Nicodemo ang lumang tipan ng Biblia. Subalit ating napagtanto sa kanyang pakikipag-usap sa Panginoong Hesus na hindi niya naunawaan ang pangangailangang maligtas at magkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan. Oo, tinawag niyang guro ang Panginoon, sapagkat alam niya na ang Panginoon ay nagmula sa Diyos, sapagkat nasaksihan niya ang mga himalang ginawa ng Panginoon at nasabi niyang walang makagagawa nito kundi ang Diyos ay nasa kanya.
Many religious people in our day would say that Jesus came from God and was a good teacher, did miracles, and even that he died on the cross. But they never see their own need as guilty sinners and that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. That's 1 Corinthians 15 verse 3.
Maraming relihiyosong tao ngayon na nagsasabing si Jesus ay mula sa Diyos at mabuting tagapagturo, gumagawa ng mga himala at namatay sa krus. Subalit, hindi nila nakita na bilang makasalanan ay nangangailangan silang maligtas at si Kristo ay namatay para sa ating mga kasalanan ayon sa kasulatan. Ito'y matatagpuan sa 1 Korinto chapter 15 verse 3.
In reply, the Lord Jesus went straight to the point of Nicodemus's need to be born again and his entry into the kingdom of God. As far as being born again was concerned, Nicodemus could only think of it being natural birth, of becoming a baby again. And however could that be possible?
Sumagot ang Panginoong Jesus at sinabi niya kay Nicodemo na kailangan niyang maipanganak na muli upang makapasok sa kaharian ng Diyos. Subalit, naisip lamang ni Nicodemo na ang maipanganak na muli ay ang natural na kapanganakan kung saan ang isang tao ay magiging sanggol na muli at iyan ay imposible.
But the Lord Jesus went on to explain that this new birth is to be born of water, speaking in picture of the word of God, believing and obeying the gospel through what the Bible says, and of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, speaks through God's written word, the Bible. So to be born again is a spiritual work in a person's life. The Lord Jesus distinguished for Nicodemus and for us that being born again is not of the flesh, not natural birth, but being born of the Spirit. It is receiving eternal life from God.
Ipinaliwanag ng Panginoong Jesus na ang maipanganak na muli ay sa pamamagitan ng tubig na naglalarawan ng salita ng Diyos. Paniniwala at pagsunod sa kung ano ang sinasabi ng Biblia at sa pamamagitan din ng Espiritu. Ito ang banal na Espiritu ng Diyos na nangungusap sa pamamagitan ng nasusulat na salita ng Diyos. Sa makatuwid, ang kapanganakang muli ay gawain ng Espiritu sa isang tao. Ipiniliwanag ng Panginoon ang kaibahan ng natural na kapanganakan at kapanganakan sa pamamagitan ng Espiritu, at ito ay ang pagtanggap ng buhay na walang hanggan mula sa Diyos.
The Lord Jesus made it clear that Nicodemus was not to marvel, be surprised, or wonder that he needed to be born again. It was something requiring urgent attention. He must be born again. Thankfully, Nicodemus did get saved. He turned from depending on his so-called good works or religion. Those things never save anybody. Nicodemus had a changed life once he was born again.
Sinabi ng Panginoon kay Nicodemo na huwag siyang mamangha na kinakailangan niyang maipanganak na muli. Ito ay nangangailangan ng mabilisang pagtugon. Kailangan mong maipanganak na maguli. Salamat at si Nicodemo ay naligtas. Siya ay tumalikod sa pagtitiwala sa kanyang mabubuting gawa at relihiyon. Sapagkat ang mga ito, bagamat kahanga-hanga, subalit hindi makapagliligtas ng sinuman sa poot ng Diyos. Nagbago ang buhay ni Nicodemo nang siya ay maipanganak na muli.
Now, it was through this Bible verse that I was born again when I was quite young. Oh, yes, I had been born to my parents before that, but I was born a sinner. We were all born sinners because Adam sinned. He disobeyed God, and all the human race with a human father and mother are born sinners. Therefore, we commit sins.
Si Ken, kagaya ng lahat ng tao, ay ipinanganak na makasalanan. Subalit ang mga talatang ating binasa ay nangusap sa kanya at siya ay ipinanganak na muli. Ang lahat ng taong ipinanganak sa mundo ay makasalanan. Ito ay nagmula kay Adan nang suwayin niya ang kautusan ng Diyos, kung kaya tayo ay gumagawa ng kasalanan.
God clearly warns that the wicked shall be turned into hell. Psalm 9 verse 17. God does not want you to go there. But sin cannot be in heaven because the place is holy. And the only way to get there is to repent of our sin and accept the Lord Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Because his precious blood was shed for sinners upon the cross, you can be saved. Now, let us look at verse 16 and find out more about how you can be saved.
Sa awit, talatang 9, verses 17, ay sinasabi, ang Diyos ay nagbabala na ang mga makasalanan ay mapupunta sa impyerno. Hindi ninais ng Diyos na ito ay mangyari. Subalit ang mga makasalanan ay hindi makapupunta sa kalangitan sapagkat ang lugar na ito ay banal at walang bahid ng kasalanan. At ang tanging paraan upang tayo ay magkaroon mapunta sa kalangitan ay magsisi sa ating mga kasalanan at tanggapin si Jesucristo bilang Panginoon at tagapagligtas. Sapagkat ang kanyang mahalagang dugo ay ibinuhos sa krus upang ang makasalanan ay maligtas. Ngayon ating pag-aralan ang talatang 16 upang madagdagan ang ating kaalaman kung paano at kung saan kayo maliligtas.
So now let us look at verse 16 and find out more about how you can be saved. For God so loved the world, even though it is a world full of sinners, and God in all his holiness hates sin and must judge it. Yet such is his great love for sinners and his longing to save them.
Sa chapter 16 ng Juan 3, sinasabing, sapagkat gayon na lamang ang pag-ibig ng Diyos. Bagamat ang mundo ay puno ng mga taong makasalanan, sa kanyang kabanalan ay kanyang parurusahan ang kasalanan. Subalit gayon na lamang ang kanyang pagmamahal sa makasalanan at nais niyang ang lahat ay maligtas.
That he gave his only begotten son, yes, his own beloved son who is equally God. He came to earth into manhood, conceived of the Holy Spirit and born of a virgin. But because he was conceived of the Holy Spirit, he was the only man who lived on earth without sin, could not sin. He is sinless. When he suffered and died on the cross, he did so willingly, out of love for you and me. He suffered all the judgment that the whole world of sinners deserves and exhausted all the judgment. On the cross, he cried out, "It is finished," and willingly died. But 3 days later, he rose again. The resurrection of the Lord Jesus proves that God accepted Christ's perfect sacrifice on the cross, and salvation is available to you if you will take it.
Kaya't ibinigay niya ang kanyang bugtong na anak, ang kanyang minamahal na anak, na katulad niya ay totoong Diyos. Siya ay nagkatawang tao, ipinaglihi sa pamamagitan ng banal na espiritu, at ipinanganak ng isang birhen. Siya ay walang bahid ng kasalanan, ang nag-iisang taong walang kasalanan. Subalit siya ay nagdusa at namatay sa krus. Inako at inubos niya ang kaparusahang nararapat para sa mga makasalanan. Sa krus, siya ay sumigaw ng tapos na at kusang loob na namatay. Subalit muling nabuhay pagkaraan ng 3 araw. At ang kanyang pagkabuhay na muli ay nagpapatunay na tinanggap ng Diyos ang kaloob na alay ng kanyang anak. At ang kaligtasan ay mapapasa inyo kung ito ay inyong tatanggapin.
That whosoever believeth in him, whosoever includes everyone. That is why we preach the gospel to all people, because God's salvation is offered freely to all.
Kung sino man ang sumampalataya, kasama kayo sa kung sino man, kung kaya't aming ipinahahayag ang salita ng Diyos, sapagkat ang kaligtasan ay inaalok ng libre para sa lahat.
Should not perish. To perish is a serious thing. If you die in your sins, or even if you are alive and the Lord Jesus returns and you are not saved, because you have never repented of sin and not trusted Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will be in hell and be cast into the lake of fire, suffering forever. That is why you need to be saved now. Be born again.
Upang kayo ay hindi mapahamak. Ang kapahamakan ito ay napakaseryoso. Kung kayo ay mamamatay na hindi nagsisi sa inyong mga kasalanan at hindi nagtiwala sa Panginoong Hesukristo, o ang Panginoong Hesukristo ay darating, kayo ay mapupunta sa impyerno at dagat-dagatang apoy at magdurusa magpakailanman. Kung kaya kayo ay dapat na maligtas, nawa kayo ay maipanganak na muli.
But have everlasting life. Once you receive everlasting life, you are saved, you are born again, your sins are forgiven, and your guilt removed by the Lord Jesus and his finished work on the cross. Be saved today before it is forever too late.
At kayo ay magkakaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan. Ang pagkakaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan ay pagkakaroon ng kaligtasan ng kapanganakang muli. Ang pagpapawalang sala mula sa Diyos sa pamamagitan ng Panginoong Hesukristo at ang kanyang tinapos na gawain sa krus. Nawa ay maligtas ka ngayon bago pa mahuli ang lahat.
And a final text to emphasize the importance of being saved today. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.
Sa ikalawang Korinto, kabanatang 6, talatang 2, ipinahahayag rito ang pagiging importante o kahalagahan ng ating kaligtasan. Sinasabi rito, ngayon na ang araw na itinakda. Ngayon na ang araw ng kaligtasan.
Shall we pray? Our God and Father, we thank thee for the Lord Jesus and for his finished work that we thought of his love for sinners, thy love for sinners, and to send into this world thine only beloved Son, thine only begotten Son. And we thank thee that he's come and he's given his life that we might have life, everlasting life. But there's that need to be born again to receive that everlasting life. And we pray that the message that we've sought to pass on today to all who've listened, that if there's someone listening who has never taken that step of faith and trusted the Lord Jesus, who cannot look back to a moment in their life when they received him and when they turned from their sin and trusted him, we pray that they will do so today. We thank thee the Lord Jesus has risen from the dead and that he is seated at thy right hand, and thou hast accepted that finished work of his, that precious blood that he shed, and are able to forgive sins for all who will turn repentance and faith to him. We thank thee for thy precious word, and that thou art able to save sinners, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. So we pray that everyone on the call who's listened in may make sure they're right with thee and ready for heaven, ready to be with Christ. But we do not want to see them go to all the awful place called hell. We pray that they will be turning to thee, and that when the Lord Jesus comes, it would be wonderful if we were all united there in his presence. Bless everyone, we pray, all the families and every individual on the call, we pray, according to their need. We ask these things in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.